Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1fmtalk.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back, John Potter. Feel bad. I cut that last caller short, but she was calling about the supermarket apps, which are supposed to make things easy and such. And I didn't bring up the fact that these digital coupons, if you think Granny takes a long time getting her checkbook out and everything in front of you at the checkout line, wait till they work with those apps. I can say that because I'm 68 and I have trouble personally with those apps. Anyway, our phone number is 775-884-9910. We talk about anything. You want to bring up something in the news? Perfectly fine. I still watch the news. I have lost a bit of faith in my profession. Many examples. This week, I watched the ABC Network News with David. What's his name? Muir. I tell you, the sky is always falling with old David Muir. Breaking as we come on the air. There's never a night when there isn't something horrible, bad happening, the weather or elsewhere, with David Muir. It's the end of times, whatever it and wherever it is. So one night this week, I think it was Wednesday, they led that newscast with this story from Harry and Meghan, wherein they allege that they were involved in this terrifying two-hour chase. Paparazzi were hounding them in the middle of Manhattan, New York City. And they said it was a near catastrophic chase. And so this newscast then jumped to these horrible flashbacks of what happened with Princess Diana when she was killed getting away from the paparazzi. And they just hyped this story. And then there's clips of Harry years ago, this bombshell interview with Oprah, dissing his family, and here's this victimized Harry and Meghan. They're living in danger now. This is all in an action-packed 3 minutes. What a presentation. Except for the fact that it may not have happened the way Harry and Meghan and anchorman David Muir said it did. The New York police and the cab driver that was taking Harry and Meghan on this so-called chase say there were no problems, no summonses issued, no tickets, no fast chase, nobody got hurt. And the assertion that this was a two-hour event, one of the sources the next day said maybe 10 minutes. The cab driver said everything was fine. If you see it on the video, it shows a security person telling one guy with a camera to stand back and some people holding up their cell phones. It was just disappointing. I mean, how can you have a fast chase in the middle of New York City? Have you ever driven in Manhattan? It was just disappointing to see an American news network, and this is the most watched television newscast in America, would run so hard with just an unconfirmed and unverified and, I guess, unimportant lead story in the newscast. And here's something else about the Big Three Network News. The preview in the beginning of the newscast of what stories they have, that now takes over 3 minutes. First commercial break, then a load of commercials, then there's a 30-second story, then another load of commercials. And the last segment, it's always Make-A-Wish Youngster or Somebody Saved a Bus Driver, something like that. And we all have opinions. I mean, I used to watch the news. Now I watch it and I kind of grouse at it. And that's one of them. 775-884-9910. Okay, local news. U.S. News and World Report just released its list of best places to live in the U.S. in 2023-24. Ranking 150 metro areas. This just came out this morning. Reno ranked 79th overall.
What? Right in the middle of the pack.
Is it the middle? Oh, yeah, you're right. 150 metro areas. We're 79th? behind Buffalo? So let's see the top 10 here. The cities that are better than Reno to live in, according to U.S. News and World Report. I didn't know that magazine was still around, but here we go. And is also, as I read this, is anybody from these cities? And are they really that great and better? 775-884-9910. Are they really that great? Number one, Green Bay, Wisconsin. They say it's, quote, home to one of the most storied football franchises in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers. Well, we can't beat that. Green Bay boasts a thriving entertainment and art scene, revitalized downtown, creating an energy that may appeal to young families as well as retirees. Wow, you know, I will say it's rare in America to find a lively downtown these days. Very few cities seem to pull that off. They say this, Wisconsin does have high property tax rates. Residents here also pay sales tax and state income tax. See, now, to me, that doesn't qualify for the best place to live in the U.S. That should be a disqualifier. How can you have fun if you're worrying about affording it? But, yeah, we got to get an NFL team here. If a town the size of Green Bay can do it, can have one, why can't we? Okay, city number two, Huntsville, Alabama. Best city in the country, number two. And by the way, as I'm reading these from U.S. News and World Report, the pop-up ads are annoying as heck. It's like batting away killer bees here. Okay, number two, here's what they say about Huntsville, Alabama, number two. In the past, the U.S. government relocated a team of government rocket scientists here and opened a NASA center that would design the Saturn V, the rocket that sent the astronauts to the moon. Today, Huntsville residents are the most educated in the state. Most work in engineering and defense, thanks to NASA and the U.S. Army's Redstone Arsenal. Well, that speaks to education right there. And it's a powerful thing. The same thing happened in my hometown of Rochester, New York. Kodak hired the top educated people in the country. And when Kodak died off and closed up most of their business, it really did not affect the unemployment rate in Rochester. Other companies snapped up these smart folks, or the geniuses started their own tech businesses there. It was really something to see. Education, got to do what it takes to get it out of the slump. It's in here. City number three, best cities, Raleigh and Durham, North Carolina. Known for their research technology roots, quote, this tri-city region is luring new residents every day with strong job growth and high quality of life. The population is young, friendly, diverse, and educated. There's a strong sense of community, as strangers are quick to provide a friendly conversation when standing in line at the supermarket, unquote. Strong sense of community. Okay, we need more of that. But that is hard here with all the domestic immigration that we have. And this shocks people, but it's true. Native-born Nevadans only make up 26% of our state's population, the least of any state in the country. 74% who live here were born in other states. And as you know, many newcomers hang out with their fellow Californians. They bring their politics here. They root for their teams, the 49ers, the Raiders, the Kings, USC, the Giants, more than they support the Wolfpack, it seems. Like, why do we have people wearing Giants hats and shirts at our Aces games? And they're changing the politics in our state. We've seen it over and over again. The things that California votes for to give their government more control, a couple of years shows up on our ballots. And our libertarian culture has given way to another nanny state, if you will. So that may be an impossible wish to make the newcomers truly and historically Nevadan, message to those who just moved here. Don't start whining about how it was in the liberal state you left, and please don't destroy the environment with your McMansions. Don't try to change something that isn't broken. It wasn't broken. Move to Nevada for what it offers, and remember how you left your state, what the reason was, why you left your state. Remember that. That's why you're here. All right, I'm getting off on a tangent. Let's go to city number four. See, city number three got me on my podium there. Sorry about that. Number four is Boulder, Colorado. Is anybody from these cities, do they deserve to be in the top five in the U.S. over hundreds of others? I'd like to hear from you. Boulder, the first two paragraphs are all about the mountains and the outdoor activities. But while they come at a price, here's a quote. New housing construction is limited and driving up prices for existing homes. Establishing more affordable housing options is an ongoing topic among city leaders and advocates as Boulder receives an influx of new residents. Sound like a city we know? Boulder's combined rate of state, county, and city sales taxes is high as our median property taxes. I'm of the belief that if you have the right outlook about your adopted city, you'll find things to love in any city. Every city has a river, it seems, and a view, the same beautiful clouds. Every city has good people. It takes a positive approach from you to make it a very good experience. And that's always worked well for me of all the cities I've lived in. Besides that, it's really about career opportunities, the people and the things to do that make a city, to me, a great city. The mind can make a lot of things great, but we already have a lot of great things here. So I'm just going to do the top 10 cities here. We got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then we'll read about what they say about Reno. In the meantime, as I said, if you lived in any of these cities or know much about them, or have views on how Reno can copy what they're doing, what would you like to see more of here? 775-884-9910. So we'll be back with this very interesting list. And yes, the U.S. News and World Report lives! I thought it was gone. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. John Potter here with Craig in Carson City, taking your phone calls in the order they come in. 775-884-9910. Forbes, or no, U.S. News and World Report put out the list of the top 150 cities in the country, according to all these things. Reno ended up in a shockingly, I mean, for folks who love the city like we do, a shockingly low, I think it was 79. And we're just running through the top 10 cities here to see what makes them so great. And asking, do you agree with this? We're up to number 5 and 6. And those are two Florida cities in this list that just came out this morning. Sarasota and Naples. Scratch what I said about a positive mind making a city great. I love being by the ocean, but it says here, Sarasota's popularity with both the over 65 and under 65 sets means rising home prices, and many people who want to live here are priced out. Florida is no longer cheap like it was. See, too many people blabbed about it. That's my issue with locals going around the country telling about our secret here. It ruins things, but you just can't keep it to yourself. They do it all the time. You go on Facebook or Nextdoor or Reddit, and the newcomers, they're asking, where can I hike? And everybody tells them about their favorite lonely trail, and bam, it's crowded. It's the Western Village, Atlanta, Napa, Sonoma happy hour effect. Locals told everybody about them, and now it's difficult to get in, and the prices went higher on the people who told everybody else. They just don't get it. Okay, number 7. Best city in the country, Portland, Maine. Been there. Beautiful, wonderful city, but I won't tell you about it. Number 8, Charlotte, North Carolina. Number 9, Colorado Springs. Number 10, Fayetteville, Arkansas. Let's skip ahead to Reno. Number 76. Folks, we ranked lower than Des Moines, Iowa, Lincoln, Nebraska, and Buffalo, New York? All right, here's what it says about us. And by the way, it's very sad and disappointing. You have to keep hitting load more a few times to get to Reno, as I read this online. We're under Youngstown, Ohio, Trenton, New Jersey, and York, Pennsylvania. This magazine is, I'm going to talk about later how they put these lists together and why. I don't put really any credibility into this, but this is what people across the country are reading. Okay, Reno, quote, oh, you're going to hate this. Although it often plays second fiddle to Las Vegas, oh, drop dead, there's much less sin associated with this city. Oh, do I have things to tell you? America's biggest little city is without a doubt a tourist town, and locals benefit, don't we, folks? Tourism has also opened up a wide variety of jobs in the hospitality and, of course, gambling industries. Was this written in 1980? Let me check. No. Reno draws a new group of young residents every year. We sure do. Home prices, this is what they say in this study, home prices vary widely across the metro area. Those looking to live in downtown Reno will find significantly lower prices than they would in areas closer to Lake Tahoe. I know I'm as surprised as you are. As a result, Reno and many other Nevada metro areas continue to attract companies looking for a tax break, which brings more employment opportunities. Lucky us. Anyone who doesn't report here, quote, anyone who doesn't live and work in downtown Reno, which is pedestrian friendly, will need a car to get around. Listen, I'm not knocking our very fine city. I love Reno, Nevada, always have. The article is just a bit naive. Retirement. It says, quote, Reno, however, ranked low among the best places to retire at just 113th. While Nevada boasts tax advantages with the lack of income tax, the state typically ranks low in healthcare quality. Reno's housing affordability issues do not help either. Article also says our violent crime rate is higher than the national average, something I dearly hope our politicians do something about. But instead, they're going the other way. Now, California did this, and then here in Nevada, our lawmakers passed AB 440, which bans police from arresting thieves who committed misdemeanor thefts. There's a story in Reddit about this. Person writes, and this is in Reno, writes, I was checking out in a store when a guy went out the front door with a whole shopping cart full of stolen stuff, setting off the alarm. The clerk explained to me that they had video of the same guy stealing before they gave it to police, but the police said they couldn't do anything under the new law. When I went out the front, the guy was leisurely loading all of his stolen stuff, taking his time, finally taking off. Seems like theft was basically legalized in Nevada. Person writes, I've heard this sort of thing happened in California and the Bay Area, but I was surprised to see it in Nevada. It seems likely to bring a lot of theft tourism to Nevada from California. And that's his post. Anyway, don't put too much into this study. There's a secret in the magazine industry. You do a best state or you do a best city survey, and you, the magazine, will make the news in every single one of these towns. Giving all this free publicity to your magazine and maybe people will subscribe to it. We've lost a lot of magazines. Magazines desperately need this free publicity. They're dying. A lot of them are gone. And I'm surprised U.S. News and World Report is still around. So I honestly think they just may rearrange the cities every year just to get on the news and get everybody to read it. I mean, come on, folks. Buffalo, New York, with its New York state taxes and its scenery. Really? Cities in Iowa and Nebraska beating us? There is no other explanation. Do you agree or disagree? Our phone number is 775-884-9910. We'll get back on this after we break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk.
Good morning. I'm John Potter, taking calls in the order they came in. Dave, glad you called up. Welcome to 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Talking local today. Hi, Dave.
Hi, John. Love your show.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to let you know, as an ex-Californian, I do get a little irritated when you guys put us all into the same liberal category. I escaped California. I'm a refugee. Because of the liberal nonsense everywhere in California. And I brought my conservative values with me. And I just want you to know that a lot of us Californians are very conservative. And that's all I had to say.
Very good point. Hang on the phone because I have a answer to that. It does make sense, Dave, that the people who leave California and come to Nevada are the conservatives who cannot stand the politics in California. Okay, so that part makes sense. We're getting the California Republicans for sure. How is it? How did it happen that when I came here in 1976, we were solid red? We were individual. We were Nevada. Different. Everything illegal was legal here because it was a live and let live state. How did it turn from that deep red to Reno, Washoe County being blue, Las Vegas, solid blue, dictating how the entire state and our electoral votes go to the blue candidates? How did this happen that way, if that's true?
I'm really sorry to see that. I was here when that happened, when they flipped to blue, and I blame it on Vegas. A lot of it is the unions in Vegas, the food hotel unions and all that. They tend to vote all Democrat. I guess I'm sure you know that. And I blame it on Vegas, but whatever. I'm sorry to see Washoe and all that is turned blue. I don't understand it either.
I am too, and I'm disappointed if what you say is true. Like you said, the conservative Republicans coming here from California, but more people in our state were born in California than in Nevada. At 26% are native born. Just 26% were born in Nevada. All right, Dave, I appreciate your call. How's the drive, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful day, finally. I just absolutely love Nevada, though. I just want you to know that.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you calling in. Phone number here is 775-884-9910. I was just listening to the Fox News that we just had a few minutes ago, lead story. New Yorkers up in arms over what the state, how the state of New York is housing migrants, putting them up in hotels and also in neighborhoods with families and such and so forth and everything like that. I just have to say, I hate to see this situation and public opinion turn against the struggles of people who really want to support their families. I mean, we are compassionate people. We don't dislike these folks or anything like that. On the contrary, my experience with the Hispanic culture has been overly positive. I love vacationing in Mexico because of just how friendly and down to earth they are. I admire their culture, their work ethic, their love of family, their faith, and the way they actually respect their elders down there. It's ingrained in them over the years. You take all that, those values to the USA, and it blooms here. We welcome it. But when it comes to the crowds illegally coming over the border, we now have to worry about our resources, especially if many come to northern Nevada, especially when it comes to our public schools, which can't seem to adequately educate the locals that are here already. What services are here? How will it affect our health care? Some folks I know, it takes them weeks already here to get an appointment with a doctor who can help them. How will they change our employment situation? I look at the rates of unemployment among minorities here. Will they be taking more jobs away from them? But my issue, or even anger, if you will, is less at the people who are coming. Some of them are decent, hardworking people. Some of them could be terrorists or gang members or criminals. We don't know. When our government doesn't sort or check backgrounds or have an immigration structure, we don't know. My upset is with the politicians who never secured our border, the administration that has let them in and dumped them into our society, and the politicians who worry more about people from other countries than they do the people they're supposed to serve. And I suspect part of this is buying votes when they finally give them voting rights. I think of the migrants crossing the border as pawns, to be honest with you, and they're being moved to different communities for political purposes.
Oh, then what can be done, John?
What ought to be done is that somebody at the federal government should say, we have hundreds of thousands, over a million people who have come in just the last small amount of time. Many of those, more than half, we don't know where they are. I don't think we knew what was in their backpacks. Did they check for fentanyl? We don't have any contact information for them. But the ones we have, we ought to do a legitimate kind of screening. And the ones who look like they're going to obey the law and be here and follow our ways and culture, let them go with some working papers and have a life that contributes to our country. And the ones who have bad records, kick them out. They can make our country better, the ones who don't have records, like so many times in the past. I don't know where you're from originally, but every American city was built and made better by the melting pot. Detroit became a powerhouse because there was this huge influx of immigrants, mainly the Greeks, came there and made it what it was. My hometown out east, it was the Italians. They started very small. There were no EBT cards or free housing. Churches and charities would sponsor them. They were put in some very difficult and very dangerous neighborhoods. They had to get jobs right away to survive. They got their kids to learn English so they could go to school, and they worked very hard, and they obeyed the law and embraced the American dream, or the better for it. And their kids became overly successful in a lot of cases. They were the smartest kids in school. They became our doctors, our inventors, our industrialists. They became just the best people, the best Americans. They succeeded because America is a good place. America is free. And if your culture and values are, I'm going to do it the right way, I'm going to work hard, I'm going to value education, I'm going to value family, these people gave back to our country, and we're all the better for it. And that's a story, or hundreds of thousands of millions of stories, who came here with a dream, with the right attitude and the understanding that it takes work to get where you want to be. And it's amazing the level of success you can have, still have, in our country. Back to the politicians. Joe Biden is in Japan during all the important debt talks. Is he the president of Japan? He and Congress have sent $75 billion to Ukraine. Are they working for us or the Ukrainian government? Imagine what $75 billion would do for our American schools, for destitute veterans, for our roads and constructing affordable housing. Just think about that. 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter. We're going to take a break and be back. We have guests coming in at 10 o'clock. The El Dorado Cirque Show folks are coming by. We're also getting a reverse mortgage expert on the show here coming up in the next hour, which I have a lot of questions for reverse mortgage. I've seen it work. Talk about seniors who are running out of money. It's, you know, why not do it? Anyway, I'll ask tough questions too. 775-884-9910. Talk about whatever. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Hey, hey, welcome back. Welcome back, friends. 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter. Did you know I went to private school from 4th to 12th grade? And it was an all-boys school, so the dances really sucked. But our phone lines are open. I'd like you to know a little bit about me as I go on. My wife does not listen to this show. She gets enough of this at home. So I feel a little bit free here. 775-884-9910 is our phone number to call. What is the biggest unreported story in the media? The one that affects us most. Government incompetence leading to inflation. Businesses were closed. Jobs were lost. Not so much by COVID, but by the closures that government put down. The media never makes that distinction. Businesses closed, many permanently. Countless jobs lost. The feds ran the money printing press nonstop. So inflation crept up. I mean, that's basic grade school economics 101. And then we have the stock market. The president proudly boasts he is not a president for Wall Street. So from May 20th, 2022 to May 20th, is this the 20th? Well, it's around it.
Today is the 20th of May.
Is it really? Okay. So over that year, the Dow is down. That's a one-year net loss. Who has hopes in money in Wall Street? Seniors with their savings. Middle-class families trying to get ahead to buy that house. Whether by laziness or complicity, the big three and cable media, they just accept what the government says is fact. And by the way, the president likes to boast he's not a Wall Street president. But that's where our seniors and middle class have their money, because they hope it would grow. In terms of government numbers, they say border crossing numbers, they come from government agencies run by Biden appointees. That's about as believable as the unemployment numbers. And because they don't count so many things in these unemployment numbers. And reporters just accept it all as fact. Where are the charts, the graphs, the facts, the questioning, the double checking, the fact checker? Where is that anymore? And why do so many stories attacking conservatives constantly say, sources say, without identifying who those sources are? It's another trick about villainizing the right, starting off a story with the words, outrage is brewing. No, the media is creating the outrage. Remember when you could believe what you were told on the news, when you could trust the news, but like it's always been, the truth is quiet. The lies and misinformation are loud, and they've never been louder than right now. I'll just tell you one story about my last job in TV news. There was this story, you might have remembered this, about Gina Carano losing her job on Disney's TV show The Mandalorian because of a post about the Nazis where she wrote, quote, "The government made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is that any different from hating someone for their political views?" Okay, so that's not an extreme statement, but she was fired off the show, and the CNN story that we had to read sounded like she was saying Democrats will send people to the gas chamber. She said nothing of the sort. So I wrote, "Cancel culture strikes out Reno's own Gina Carano." Okay, so then I get called into the manager's office again, And he says, you said cancel culture. That's a Republican term. And I said, no, it's real. And it happens on both sides. And his proof of what he was saying was a call from a very liberal viewer who wanted me to be taken off the air. And so my proof to him was that he was supporting the caller who wanted to cancel me. She's canceled. No, you're canceled. It's a cancel culture merry-go-round. So my last day on the air, you know, they cut off my goodbye to our viewers and they blocked me from my KTVN Sean Potter Facebook page. I still can't get into it. It's like I'm perpetually leaving on my last day because that's been the last post there for almost 2 years. You know, cut off my internet, desk computer. They wanted the work phone back. So I said, oh, there's still a chance. But no goodbyes, no handshake, no severance after 20 years. Yeah, it hurts, but you persevere. You overcome. You have to. Remember what Mike Tyson once said. Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. But I love that morning show, and I miss it terribly, as you can tell. Coming up on Live and Local, the show is called The Weekend. I have to say, too, that the USA we love, I don't mean to sound too down about the media and about our government and our politicians. The USA that we love is still out there. The forgotten American is still living quietly and working hard in the rurals. They're united by self-reliance, integrity, and independence. But the problem is today's media rarely looks outside the big cities in D.C. I love living in Nevada. I deeply respect the libertarian history and the culture. I love the desert with a passion that I can't explain. I've worked hard to get where I am. Well, not taken off the TV part, but I've waited all my life for this dream that I had in 1976 to come here. I've lived in Western New York, Indiana, Kentucky, Texas, Maine, Utah, Las Vegas, and Reno. And I picked Nevada and stayed here 35 years because of all the places I lived. This is where I wanted to live. I want to be a part of it, not change what has made it truly American. I'm lucky to be here, and I know it. But just remember, historically, the truth is quiet. The lies and misinformation are loud. And by the way, a lie doesn't become truth, and wrong doesn't become right, and evil doesn't become good just because it's accepted by a majority. As for me and my TV news career, I will rise again like a phoenix that has tripped over an extension cord, hurt its shoulder, and then awkwardly stood up. Best analogy I can make. That's it. Or maybe it broke my hip, so I should call Life Alert. And I'll wake up in the hospital, and I'll pick up the phone, and I'll ask, where am I? And the hospital desk will say, ICU. And I'll say, no, you can't. So anyway. Oh, the doorbell's ringing. We have guests coming up on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. We're going to talk to the cast of the Cirque show, which is playing at the El Dorado Hotel and Casino downtown. Got to see the show. I'm not a big fan of Cirque shows. I've seen a few in Las Vegas. This one was outstanding. And I have to give them the time to do this, to present what they love about working this show, because we have to encourage shows like this. In the 70s, they were in every place downtown. Shows! That's what made downtown alive. And musicians! You know, what helped kill downtown is when they let the musicians go. It's a sad fact, but it's true. I'll do anything I can to bring those glory days back. So 775-884-9910. Maybe we'll give away tickets. I don't know. And then later on in the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to have Patty come on. She's a reverse mortgage expert, and this is something for seniors to really tune in and listen to, because I've known people who are, say, in their 70s or something like that, and they do this reverse mortgage thing, and they have a lot of money to spend in travel. Yes, the home goes to other hands after they pass on, but do you really care? You're gone. So Get ready to call up and question Patty when she gets on the air here. 775-884-9910. I just said everything I want to say, and we got a minute left to go. Let me give you a little inspiration this morning that, and I lost it. Boy, I am just a supreme talk show host, aren't I? Anyway, yes, get ready to call 775-884-9910. I see we have a couple of folks on the line already. Craig, I'm just going to have to go out in the lobby and welcome our guests. Play a little music, if you will. We got a break for Fox News at the moment. well, then what's new, Craig? Seen any
Well, I'm sitting here looking at our spy cameras and seeing you in the studio and seeing your guests in the lobby sitting quietly.
You are such a
talking
spy.
Between themselves.
You know, before you know it, I'm going to see these cameras in my house, and Craig's going to be.
I already have them there.
You know, this is our society now. Cameras everywhere. All right, we'll be back. This is Live and Local. The Weekend is the name of the show on 99.1 to 92.3 FM Talk. See you later.